好，我们打开圣经，翻到诗篇第十六篇。
Let's turn to our Bibles, Psalm 16.
我们一起把诗篇第十六篇读一遍。
Let's read this entire psalm one time.
好，我们一起
来。
神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。我的心呐、啊，你曾对耶和华说：“你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。”论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。他们所交奠的血，我不献上；我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。我所得的，你为我持守，用绳量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。我的产业实在美好，我必称颂那指教我的耶和华。我的心常在夜间也警戒我。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。诗篇十六篇是大卫的一首金诗。
Psalm 16 is one of the golden psalms of David.
大卫这一生呢
？The life of David
可以说是波澜壮阔，起伏跌宕。
You can say it's very glorious and very, very highs and lows.
他以一个默默无闻的少年牧羊人的形象第一次出现在圣经中。
This obscure teenager first when he first came out.
但是当他离开世界的时候
，when he, he was only a shepherd, but when he left this world,
他已经是一个在位四十年的以色列的国王。
He has been king of Israel for 40 years.
虽然呢，以色列国在他的带领之下非常的强盛，制服了周围的列国。
Even though the nation of Israel was very strong and repelled a lot of nations that were in their way.
大卫这一生是充满着辉煌的一生，得胜的一生。
David's life was filled with winning and victories.
但是他在一生中也经历了许多的苦难，经历了许多的试炼。
But in his life, he also encountered much troubles, trials, and tribulations.
大卫他不但是一个牧羊人，是战士，是国王。
He was not only a shepherd, he was a king.
Warrior.
Well, he was not only a shepherd, a warrior, a king.
他也是一个诗人。
He was also a psalmist.
圣经当中有许多大卫的诗篇。
The Bible is filled with David's psalms.
这些诗篇，他用这些诗篇不但抒发了他内心的各种忧伤、悲痛、喜乐和欢乐。
He used these psalms not to only to express his sorrow, his pain, his joy, his happiness.
这些诗句呢，也反映了他跟随神的经历以及他对神的认识。
But they also reflect his experience and his time following the Lord.
诗篇十六篇当中最能够打动我的就是第五节和第六节。
For me, Psalm 16, the part that touched me the most is 5 and 6.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守，用绳量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup.You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance.
所以今天我愿意分享我的产业实在美好这个题目。
So today I want to share on the topic of my portion is my place. I have a delightful inheritance.
好，让我们有些祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你把你的话赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us your words.
你知道我们何等需要主你自己的话。
You know how much we need Him.
因为你的话就是生命，你的话就是光，你的话就是能力。
Because it's life, it's energy, it's our life.
若不借着你的话，我们没有办法来认识你。
Apart from it, there's no way for us to know you.
你也知道我们何等的渺小。
You also know how small we are.
我们对你的认识何等的有限。
Our understanding of you is so limited.
我们的经历是何等的有限。
Our experience with you is so limited.
我们只能仰望你自己。
We can only look at yourself.
愿你赐人智慧和启示的灵多多的赏赐给我们。
May you give us spirit of wisdom and revelation.
在我们的聚集之中，在我们个人的心中大大的运行。
So your spirit move in our hearts.
把我们都可以带到你宝座面前。
Powerfully bring us before your throne.
使我们的心能够被你所开启。
So that our hearts can be opened up by you.
使我们灵里的眼睛再次被你所打开。
So that the eyes of our soul can be opened by you again.
把我们带到主你话语的光中，带到你话语的实际之中。
Take us into the reality of your word and your light.
用你的话祝福我们。
Use your words to bless us.
用你的话建造你的教会。
To build up your church.
成就你自己荣耀的旨意。
Accomplish your own glorious purposes.
我们把一切的颂赞都归给你。
Give you all the praise.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
讲到产业这件事情
When we speak about portion
这是我们都非常看重的
It's something that we esteem a lot
现在在国内如果你没有房子的话
In China right now if you don't have a house
结婚都成问题
Marriage becomes a problem
没有多少人愿意嫁给一个没有房产的人
Not many women like to marry men with no houses
爱情是美好的
Love is good
但现实是残酷的
But in reality is very cruel
现在呢还有很多人要签婚前协议
Now many people need to sign prenup agreements
在协议上面写清楚我在哪里哪里有一栋房产
On the contract it will say I have certain property at certain place
什么街几号
This street that number
面积有多大
The area
这样呢婚后如果要处置这栋房产的话
This way after marriage or if it doesn't work out and this property have to be dealt with
那这一部分财产全部都归给我
Then that whole thing is mine That whole house is mine
跟对方没有任何的关系
It has nothing to do with the partner
虽然我们还有其他的财产
Even though we have other portions and belongings
但是只有房产才叫 real estate
Only the house is considered what we call real estate.
才靠得住。
Something that we can lean on.
是真的财产。
It's real estate.
所以越多越好。
Therefore, the more it is, the better it is.
世界上的人是这样。
It is that way in the people of the world.
属神的儿女也不免会受到世界的影响。
We as brothers and sisters in Christ have no doubt have some influence by this.
有一位弟兄讲过他自己这样一个故事。
A brother once shared his own story.
他在曼哈顿辛辛苦苦的工作。
He was working very diligently in Manhattan.
很多年，终于呢买了一间蜗居。
After a long time, many years, he finally bought this certain property there.
他自己为这件事情祷告了很长时间。
He prayed for it for a long time.
现在这个愿望终于实现了。
And then that wish was fulfilled.
所以呢，他非常的高兴，他满心的感谢神。
So he was filled with joy and he thanked God for it.
终于有一个自己的地方了。
He finally has his own dwelling place.
过了些日子。
After a while,
有一个同事呢，邀请这位弟兄去他们家玩。
A co-worker invited this brother to his house.
他去了以后，结果吓了一跳。
He was shocked when he arrived.
发现人家房子真大呀。
He said, wow, that guy's house is so big.
他自己的卧室还不及人家一间厕所那么大。
His own bedroom is not even as big as this guy's bathroom.
本来他非常喜欢自己的房子。
He really liked his own house.
可是那一天他回家的时候。
But that day, when he went home.
他说他推开自己家的房门。
He said, as he pushed open his own house's door.
一点的喜乐都没有了。
All joy was sapped away. No joy at all.
为什么会这样？
Why does that happen?
因为呢，我们今天还活在地上。
Because we still live in this world.
地上的一切对我们来讲特别的真实。
Because everything in this world to us is too real.
每天早上一睁开眼，你在哪里？
Every morning when you open your eyes, where are you?
你是在天上还是在床上？
Are you floating in the sky or are you on your bed?
你在家里，你在你的产业里。
You're in your home, you're in your own asset, your own portion.
每天下班你去哪里？
Where do you go after work each day?
每天下班要回家，对不对？下班了回家了才是好男人。
You gotta go home after work. That makes you a good man.
下班要回到自己的产业。
After you leave work, you go back to your own portion.
所以呢，地上的东西，地上的产业对我们就特别的真实。
So everything in the ground, everything in this world to us is really real.
是我们没有办法离开。
There's no way for us to escape or leave them.
如果我们心里的眼睛没有被神所开启，
If our inner eyes of our heart have not been opened by the Lord,
没有看见神为我们在天上存留的基业有多么的荣耀，多么的宝贵。
We had never seen the inheritance and the place that Father God prepared for us in heaven. How glorious, how beautiful it would be.
我们就一定会被这个世界所蒙蔽。
We would definitely be blinded by the world.
失去我们心中本应该有的喜乐和盼望。
And lose all the joy and hope that is supposed to be in our hearts.
所以神告诉我们说，我们要思念天上的事。
That's why Lord Jesus told us we have to consider things of heaven above.
以至于呢，我们不被地上的事情所捆绑。
So that we wouldn't be bound by the things of this world.
我们知道神有两批子民。
We know God has two sets of people.
一批呢叫做属地的子民。
The first set is the people of the world.
就是以色列。
Worldly. That is the nation of Israel.
还有一批呢是属天的子民。
The other is the heavenly citizens, the other group of people.
就是因着耶稣基督宝血而得蒙救赎的。
Those that are saved by the precious blood of Jesus.
神为他的子民都预备了产业。
God has prepared inheritance for all his children.
为以色列呢，他们的产业就是迦南，就是巴勒斯坦，现在这片地方。
For Israel, for them it was the land of Canaan or present-day Palestine.
圣经用美好、宽阔、流奶与蜜来形容这片土地。
The Bible uses big and wide, the land flowing with milk and honey to describe Canaan.
为什么叫做流奶与蜜之地呢？
Why is it called the milk of, the land of milk and honey?
有人告诉我们说，因为迦南历来都是畜牧之地。
People tell us, Canaan is full of pastures.
羊群多，羊奶也多。
Shepherds and sheep, and they're all very abundant.
And milk.
And milk, very abundant.
所以呢，羊奶非常的多，以至于呢，桶里的羊奶都会满溢出来。
So the sheep and milk is so abundant that it's gonna brim over the top.
这就是呢，牛奶之地的由来。
That is the land of milk and honey.
同时在那个地方，花卉也非常的茂盛。
At the same time, the flowers there are very, very lush.
听说种类呢有高达3000多种。
I heard that there are over 3,000 species of plants and flowers.
我不知道现在是不是这样。
I don't know.
现在如果还是这样的话，去巴勒斯坦呢，有花粉过敏的一定会很惨。
If that is true, today, you'd be remiss if you'd be unfortunate if you go there and you have allergies.
有这么多的花卉，它们盛开的时候。
When these flowers, when they blossom.
就招来了很多的蜂蜜。
They draw over a lot of bees.
就很多的蜜蜂。所以呢就有很多的花蜜蜂蜜呢就从蜂巢之中流下来。
So the bees, they come near, they stay in their hives nearby.
这就是呢流奶与蜜之地。
That is the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以这是一片非常美好的土地。
So it's a very, very good piece of land.
神给他的子民以色列人预备的产业实在美好。
What God prepared for his children, his nation Israel is truly good.
但是呢，神给他新约的子民的产业就更加的美好。
But the inheritance he has prepared for sons of the new covenant is more beautiful.
好，我们来看哥罗西书第二章第九节和第十节。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章第九节第十节。
Colossians 2:9-10.
因为神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。就读到这儿。
Let's read those two verses. And for in Christ all fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ you have been brought to fullness.
以弗所书第一章第十节和第十一节。
Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 1, 10 to 11.
以弗所书一章第十节和第十一节。
Ephesians 1.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
Ephesians 1, 10 and 11. To be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will.
我们知道以弗所书一章十节讲到神那永远的旨意。
We know that Ephesians 1:10 talks about the eternal purpose of God.
十一节告诉我们说，我们和这个旨意之间有紧密的关系。
Verse 11 tells us we are very, very related to this promise.
当神使天上地上一切所有的都在他儿子里面同归于一的时候
，When all things in heaven and earth are joined into one.
在他儿子耶稣基督里面，我们就得到了基业，或者说产业。
In his Son Jesus Christ, all the believers of the world receive all the inheritance that the Lord has.
格罗西书告诉我们说，神一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
Colossians told us that all things, the Christ, for in Christ all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form.
神又预定把我们放在他儿子里面。
God also predestined us to put us into, associate us with his Son.
使我们可以在他儿子里面得到基业，得到产业。
So that in his name we can have our portion, we can have our inheritance.
就是得到神本性当中一切的丰富。
That is to have the fullness of all of him in his nature.
神一切的丰富都在基督里面。
God's, all of God's richness is in his Son.
在基督之外没有任何神的东西。
Aside from Jesus Christ, there is nothing of God.
没有任何是属于神的。
Nothing is God's out of his Son Jesus, apart from his Son Jesus Christ.
一方面我们可以说
On the one hand, we can say,
我们是他所拯救的，所以我们是属于他的，我们是被他所买赎的。
We can say we were saved by him and we were purchased by him, so we are his.
另一方面
On the other hand,
我们可以说基督今天是属于我们的。
We can say that Christ, he is ours.
一方面我们成了神的产业。
On one hand, we are God's inheritance.
另一方面，他也成了我们的产业。
Put in another way, he is our inheritance.
这个产业何等的美好。
This inheritance is so great.
昨天我查了一下。
Yesterday I was checking.
我查了一下 Bill Gates, 他现在有多少财产。
I was checking the net worth of Bill Gates.
大家知不知道？
Do you have any idea?
最新消息哈，他有963亿。
The latest says here, 96.3 billion.
这太有钱了哈。
That's very, very rich.
963亿是多少？是个什么概念？说实话，我搞不清楚。说一万、两万、十万、百万，我还能知道。
What kind of number? How many zeros there are? It escapes my concept. I'm more familiar with five or six digits at most.
963亿，我真的不知道是多少。
I have no idea what 96.3 billion is.
但是讲到属灵的产业的话
But talking about spiritual inheritance,
讲到天上的产业的话
The heavenly portions,
如果 Bill Gates 没有信主的话
If Bill Gates is not a believer,
我们当中许多许多人都比他更富有
Many of us are way richer than him.
我们是全世界最最富有的人没有人能跟我们比富
No one is as rich as us in this world, believers.
所以有时候我想啊，如果一个女孩要给嫁给基督徒的话
，So sometimes I think when a girl gets married to a Christian family，
你知不知道你是嫁入豪门
？You know you've married well。
然而呢，当我们想到神的产业的时候
，However when we think about the portion and inheritance of God.
当我们看大卫他那么渴慕这份产业，
when we look at David, how he yearned so much for that inheritance.
而神如今已经把这份产业赐给我们的时候，
and also the fact that this portion has been given us already.
有点像我们想963亿是什么概念一样，好像没什么感觉。
It's like when we think about what 96.3 billion is, we don't really know what that means.
没有觉得那份产业有多宝贵多荣耀。
We don't feel like that is a very, very precious thing.
我觉得有的时候我很像路加福音当中浪子的比喻里面的那个大儿子。
I think sometimes I'm very alike the older brother of the prodigal son in Luke 15.
他是父亲的大儿子。
He was the older son of the father.
他住在父亲的家里。
Lived in the father's house.
他是要承受父亲的产业的。
He was to receive all the inheritance of his father.
但是他却不知道父亲的一切都是给他预备的。
But he did not truly grasp or understand that all the inheritance of his father was his.
他活得像一个雇工一样。
He lived as if he was a hired hand.
父亲的产业，父亲的丰富。跟他没有任何的关系。
His father's richness, his father's portions had nothing to do with him.
这也让我想起。
Also reminds me.
当初以色列十二个支派离开了埃及。
When the 12 tribes of Israel left Egypt.
他们经过旷野来到迦南对岸的约旦河边。
When they went through the wilderness and went and stopped on the eastern side of Jordan River.
神给他们的产业在河的西岸，他们来到了河的东岸。现在。
God's promised land to them was on the other side of the Jordan, but they were on the east side.
这个时候，流便、加德和马拿西半个支派，他们看到河东之地宽广和富裕。
At that time, the tribe of Gad, Manasseh, and Gad, Reubenites, and the half tribe of Manasseh saw that the eastern side of Jordan was very beautiful and very lush.
所以呢，他们就动了心，要在这里面为牲畜垒圈，为妇女孩子造城。
So they were enticed to build cities and fortified cities for their women and children.
他们觉得这个地方太好了。
They thought that that place is very good.
适合居住，适合放牧。
Appropriate for grazing, appropriate for living.
用今天的话讲就是活少家近，赚钱还多。
Using today's words, it's living close to work and high pay and you live close to work. It's for easy life.
Not busy
and high pay.
所以呢，他们就跟摩西说。
So they said to Moses.
我们就在这儿定居了。
We want to stay here.
这就是我们的产业。
This is our portion.
他们还没有看到河对岸的迦南，就决定留在东边不走了。
They haven't even looked at the west side of the Jordan, and they just wanted to stay here.
虽然后来他们的男人也过了河，和其他的支派一起冲锋陷阵。
Even though they vowed to cross the Jordan and storm the western side of the Jordan,
但是他们已经用属地的眼光为自己选择了所喜欢的产业。
But from a worldly perspective, they've already chosen their own portion.
他们放弃了神为他们预备的祝福。
And instead, they gave up the promised land that the Lord gave them.
那与这两个支派形成对比的是利未的支派。
To compare in direct contrast to these 2.5 tribes is the tribe of Levites.
以色列人进迦南分地的时候。
When the Israelite went into the promised land.
让他们分地。
Oh, when they were making their allotments for the promised land.
有一个支派得到了双份的产业。
One tribe got double inheritance.
就是约瑟的支派。
The tribe that came from Joseph.
因为他的后裔马拿西和以法莲各算一个支派。
Because his sons, his descendants, Ephraim and Manasseh, each was a tribe.
既然如此呢，就有另外一个支派，他们没有分到产业。
So that there was another tribe that didn't have any inheritance.
那就是利未支派。
That is the Levites.
这是一个特别的支派。
The Levites were a special tribe.
神说，利未支派归给我。
God said the Levites are mine, they're not to have a portion of the land.
他们被神节选做祭司，办理帐幕的事情。
They were chosen to be priests for the Lord and to take care of the tabernacle.
所以呢，他们没有参加分地，他们没有自己的产业。
So they didn't have their own inheritance, they didn't have their own land.
那么他们怎么生活呢？是不是这样就很悲惨呢？
Isn't that a cruel thing? How are they supposed to live?
当然不是。
Of course not.
神吩咐其他的支派把诚意给他们居住。
God said to the other tribes to give them cities to live in.
他们同样呢可以放牧牲畜。
They also can graze their cattle and their animals and live.
他们虽然没有产权。
Even though they didn't have assigned portions and land.
但是其他的支派有40座城，他们可以居住，所以呢，他们有居住权。
But cumulatively, other tribes had about 40 cities for them to live in.
如果算居住面积的话，
judging by the sum of all areas of those cities,
在十二个支派当中，犹大支派得到的地界是最大的。
Oh, when it comes to the land allotments, the tribe of Judah had the most amount of land.
其次便是利未人。
The runner-up are the Levites.
神同样给他们宽广的土地可以居住。
God also gave the Levites plenty of space to live.
而其他支派呢，他们出产的十分之一都要给利未人。
Other tribes, their 10% of their produce are to be given to them, the Levites.
让他们照样的丰富。
They're still very, very rich and abundant, the Levites.
最最重要的还不是这些。
Most importantly, are not these things.
最重要的是神说我就是你的份，是你的产业。
Most important, the Lord said of them to the Levites, "You are my inheritance."
在民数记十八章第二十节。
Oh, I am your inheritance. In Numbers 18:20.
他们没有得到地上的产业。
They didn't get worldly portions.
但是他们却得到了最好的产业。
Instead, they got the better, the best.
那就是神他自己。
That was God Himself.
这就是大卫所羡慕、所渴望的。
This is something of what David was yearning for, something David was hoping for.
他本来是犹大支派的。
He is of the tribe of Judah.
本来他们支派分到的地是最大的。
He was given the greatest amount of land.
对于以色列人来说，得到迦南，居住在迦南，他们便心满意足。
For an Israelite to come to Canaan, to live in Canaan, they're very, very satisfied.
然而当大卫思想神赐给他们的产业的时候，
But when David is thinking about the Levites' inheritance,
他却羡慕了做一个利未支派的人。
He envied and he hoped to be like the Levites.
他心里面深深的有一个愿望。
He had a strong desire in his heart.
他不单单要得到神的祝福。
He didn't only want blessings from God.
他更渴望得到神自己。
He desired for God Himself.
愿神帮助我们每一个人。
May God help each of us.
使我们能够像大卫一样。
So that we can be just like David.
以神为我们的满足。
To let God be our satisfaction, our full and only satisfaction.
可以和大卫一样说。
We can say just like David.
你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Just like David says, back in 16, I say to the Lord, You are my Lord, apart from you, I have no good thing.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守。
Lord is my portion and my cup, you make my lot secure.
用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。
The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance.
我的产业实在美好。
Surely I have a delightful inheritance.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Want to live in the house of the Lord forever.
我们不羡慕别人在地上的产业。
We do not envy the houses and the things that other people in this world have.
我们渴慕的是神在天上为我们预备的产业。
What we hope for is what has been prepared for us by our Lord in heaven.
凡是地上的东西都有三个必然。
All things in the world have three commonalities.
必然朽坏，必然玷污，必然衰残。
They all perish, spoil, and or fade.
地上的房屋，无论你用什么建筑材料，都会朽坏。
The houses that we have, no matter what kind of material we use to build it, it's going to spoil.
都需要维修。
Need to be fixed, maintained.
所以呢，装修公司永远不会关门。
So contractors will never be out of a job.
地上的房屋会被玷污，会被污染。
Houses will be tainted and spoiled and perish.
不管新房子如何的漂亮。
No matter how great and how pretty your new house is,
出不了几年就会脏。
Won't be a few years before it gets dirty.
就会被玷污, 就需要用高压水枪去清洗。
You'll need some high pressurized water cannons to clean it.
最后地上的房屋, 无论如何的坚固,
Eventually, no matter how strong your house is,
如何的辉煌,
no matter how glorious it is,
终有一天, 它要衰败,
one day it'll wane,
要倒塌,
it's going to fall,
要成为废墟,
it'll become a ruin.
但是神所赐给我们的产业,
but what God gave us in our inheritance,
是不能朽坏, 不能玷污, 不能衰残,
it will not perish, it will not spoil, nor it will ever fade.
彼得前书第一章第一节, 第一章第三节第四节,
in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4,
彼得前书第一章第三节第四节,
1 Peter 1, 3 to 4,
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神, 祂曾照自己的大怜悯, 借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们, 叫我们有活泼的盼望, 可以得着, 不能朽坏, 不能玷污, 不能衰残, 为你们存留在天上的基业。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you.
我们被耶稣基督所拯救, 如今我们从死里复活。
We're saved by God, our Lord Jesus Christ, and we rise from the dead.
神叫我们有活泼的盼望。
We're saved from death, so God tells us to have hope.
盼望什么呢?
What is our hope?
盼望神为我们在天上所存留的基业。
Our living hope is for the inheritance that is kept in heaven for us.
这个基业或者说这个产业是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的。
That portion, that inheritance, is something that cannot perish, spoil, or fade.
因为这是出于神的。
Because this is from God.
不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，这三个字在圣经里面都是用来形容神他自己的。其实
These three words, will not perish, will not spoil, will not fade, are all things revealed by our Lord.
这就告诉我们说，神为我们所预备的产业有什么样的特质。
It tells us something about the quality of the things He has prepared.
是完全的出于神自己的。
That is, it's completely from Lord Himself.
神给我们这么大的活泼的盼望。
Lord gave us such a living hope.
给我们这么好的产业,
gave us such a great inheritance.
所以我们要稀奇, 我们要思想, 我们凭什么可以来承受这样的产业?
We should marvel, we should think, how is it that we can receive this?
这和两个人有关系。
This has to do with two people.
第一个是亚伯拉罕。
First person is Abraham.
当初亚伯拉罕蒙神的呼召, 离开加勒底的乌尔和土耳其的哈兰, 来到迦南的世界。
When the Lord called Abraham, he left the land of the Chaldeans of Ur and Haran to Canaan.
这个时候呢, 耶和华神向他显现, 对他说了一句话。
That time, God, Jehovah appeared to Abraham and said something to him.
我要把这块地赐给你的后裔。
I'm going to give this land to your descendants.
这是神给亚伯拉罕的应许。
This was a promise to Abraham.
告诉亚伯拉罕, 虽然你现在只是一个外来人口,
He told Abraham, even though you're just a foreigner in a foreign land,
但是现在你在的迦南地, 以后要成为你后裔, 就是以色列人的产业。
But the land Canaan will be the allotment, the inheritance of your descendants.
使我们承受产业的第二个人, 就是神的儿子, 我们的主耶稣基督。
Person through whom we get our inheritance is the second person is Jesus.
加拉太书3章第26节。
Galatians 3:26.
所以你们因信耶稣基督都是神的儿子。
It says here, so in Jesus Christ you are all children of God through faith.
29节。
And then down in 29.
你们既属乎基督, 就是亚伯拉罕的后裔, 是照着应许承受产业。
If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
亚伯拉罕属, 以色列人属乎亚伯拉罕, 他们是亚伯拉罕肉身的后裔, 所以呢, 他们要承受神所赐给他们的产业。
Israel is a worldly descendant of Abraham, therefore they are the inheritors of what he was promised.
这是很清楚,
this is clear, there's no questions about that. But when the Bible speaks about descendants of Abraham,
很多的时候用的是单数,
many times it's mentioned when it says heir, it says in a singular way.
It
is no longer talking about Israelites.
而是特指一个后裔,
rather specifies a specific heir, which was Jesus Christ.
如今我们因信耶稣基督,都是神的儿子,
today we all believe in Jesus Christ, we're all his children, we're all God's. Jesus is the descendant of Abraham. Today we are in Jesus, we are also descendants or heirs to Abraham.
不过呢,
the only thing is that we are not his worldly, fleshly descendants.
所以呢,吃猪肉,
so we still eat pork, we still eat rabbit. We are Abraham's spiritual descendants.
所以呢, 我们是照着后裔可以承受产业的原则来承受呢属灵的产业。
Therefore, we gain the inheritance from the worldly standpoint using the spiritual standpoint using a worldly principle.
以色列人得到的是迦南的那一块土地，是看得见的、摸得着的地上的产业。
Nation of Israel received a physical land, a place that you can see and touch.
我们新约的圣徒所承受的。
The sons and daughters of the new covenant receives inheritance that cannot be seen and belongs in heaven. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
因他今天我们可以得到天上的产业，神为我们预备的产业是何等的美好。
Through him, we receive all of God's blessings and inheritance that is in heaven. How beautiful this is.
我们得到神的产业, 不单单是因为我们是亚伯拉罕属灵的后裔。
We receive this inheritance not only because we are the spiritual descendants of Abraham.
关于产业还有另外一点,
when it comes to inheritance, there's another thing to mention.
就是产业是神的应许。
And that is, inheritance is God's promise.
既然是应许, 那是就是讲到未来的事。
Since this is a promise, it's talking about something in the future.
就和盼望有关系。
It has to do with hope.
而盼望就是来自我们对于神的信心。
Hope comes from our faith in Jesus Christ.
产业、应许、信心、盼望都是连在一起的。
Inheritance, hope, faith, this is all from the Lord.
神应许亚伯拉罕要把迦南赐给他和他的后裔。
God promised Abraham that Canaan was going to be given to his descendants. So then while Abraham was alive all his years, did he see that promise being fulfilled? When he died, he was buried in a cave, a place that he bought from the Hittites.
不仅他自己没有看到,
not only did he himself not see it,
连他的儿子以撒,他儿子的儿子雅各都没有看到这个应许应验。
Neither did his son and grandson Isaac nor Jacob see them.
这一家人好几代都是以寄居的身份在迦南居住。
Generations of after Abraham and thereafter were all foreigners.
不知为什么亚伯拉罕,我们看圣经,发现亚伯拉罕他们家的人生孩子都特别困难。
I'm not sure why, but the whole family of Abraham, a few generations following, all had some difficulty with childbirth. Abraham didn't give birth to, didn't have Isaac until he was 100.
那以撒也是晚婚, 到40岁才结婚。
Isaac married late when he was 40.
结婚以后, 他的妻子利百加也不生育。
And then after that, Rebecca couldn't bear a child either.
整整等了20年之后, 到以撒60岁的时候才生了以撒。
It wasn't until 20 years after Isaac and Rebekah waited, when Isaac was 60, that they gave birth to Esau and Jacob. Abraham's family had a very, very special commonality. It's not a very not a lot of population.
所以我们可以想象他们住在帐篷里面。
So we can imagine they're just living in their tents.
应该也没有几个帐篷。
Probably not that many tents.
人数少得可怜。
Very, very small amount of people.
放眼望去，他们周围都是迦南人。
It's pitifully, and they look to their four sides, it's nothing but Canaanites.
怎么可能有一天这个迦南地会成为他们的产业呢？
How is it that the entire land would end up being theirs?
但是希伯来书怎么说？
But what did Hebrews say?
希伯来书十一章十三节说。
In Hebrews 11, verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的。
All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised.
我特别喜欢后面这一段。
I really liked what comes afterwards.
但是却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
Latter half of 13, they only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth.
这些人，他们不是无家可归的人。
These folks, these people, they're not people who have no home to go to.
他们是有家乡的人，他们的家乡在加勒底的乌尔。
Their hometown was Ur of the Chaldeans.
他们随时是可以回去的。
They could have gone back anytime.
若是没有盼望，没有信心的话。
If they didn't have hope, they didn't have faith.
亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各这些以色列的先祖恐怕早就待不下去了。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all those fathers of Israel, probably could not stomach staying there anymore.
希伯来书十一章十五节。
If you drop down to verse 15 in the same chapter.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还是可以。回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。
It says, if they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country.
所以他们思念的不是地上的家和地上的产业。
A heavenly one. They were not longing for a worldly country, but a heavenly one.
他们所思念、所盼望的是天上的更美的家乡。
What they were hoping for is a more beautiful heavenly home.
表明他们相信神的应许。
It shows that they believed God's promises.
在信心中，他们有盼望。
In faith, they had hope.
所以圣经告诉我们说，如今长存的有三样。
So the Bible tells us.
更多结束。有信，有望，有爱。
Oh, there are three things: faith, hope, and love.
我们活在世上，我们不仅仅要注重当下。
When we live in this world, not only are we to be. Oh, not only are we to live in the moment.
我们也要对也要带着对将来的盼望而活。
We also must live from the perspective of what's to come.
因为我们相信神的应许在耶稣基督里面都是是的。
Because we believe that all the promises that Lord makes is a yes in Jesus Christ.
如果我们继续往下看。
We continue looking.
神给亚伯拉罕这个应许500多年之后。
The promise that God made to Abraham 500 years after.
他的子孙以色列人的信心也在这个应许上受到了考验。
The children of Israel, the nation of Israel, their faith was tested.
摩西带着他们来到了迦南的门口，来到了约旦河边。
Moses led them to the other side of Jordan, east side of Jordan.
他们来到应许之地迦南的门口，这时候神所赐给他们的产业仿佛已经触手可及了。
When they came there, the promise of God was right there on the other side before their eyes.
只要他们踏过了约旦河，迦南就是他们的产业。
As soon as they passed through it, that whole thing is theirs.
但是非常的可惜，他们被眼见的迦南的巨人吓破了胆。
Unfortunately, they were afraid of the bigger, taller giant people on the other side.
他们不敢去。得属于他们的产业，他们宁肯回到旷野。
They dare not to go. They retreated. They even rather would go back to the wilderness.
结果呢，下来的四十年，他们就一直在旷野里面打转，漂流了整整的四十年。
So for 40 years, they were wandering in the wilderness.
几百万人，除了加勒和约书亚，其余的人通通被风沙掩埋在旷野里。
Apart from Caleb and Joshua, millions of people was buried in the sand.
四十年之后。
40 years later,
等和摩西一起出埃及的那一批人通通死光了。
When the entire group of people that came out with Moses all died, the same generation,
约书亚才带着那些在旷野里面出生的新的一批以色列人进入了迦南，开始征服那块土地。
It was then that Joshua led the new generation of Israelites to subdue the nations on the other side of the Jordan.
约书亚记第十三章第一节。
In Joshua chapter 13, verse 1.
约书亚记十三章第一节。约书亚年纪老迈。耶和华对他说，你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地。
When Joshua had grown old, the Lord said to him, You are now very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken over.
好，跳到第六节。
Skip to number six.
你只管照我所吩咐的，将这地研究分给以色列人为业。现在你要把这地分给九个支派和马拿西半个支派为业。
As for all the inhabitants of the mountain regions from Lebanon to Misrephoth-maim, that is, all the Sidonians, I myself would drive them out before the Israelites.
刚才我们讲了，有两个半支派，他们留在约旦河东，所以没有参加这个分地。
As we mentioned earlier, two and a half tribes of the Israelites were going to stay on the eastern side of the Jordan.
对，参加分地的呢，是九个半支派。
So when it comes to allotting the size of the land, that's nine and a half tribes.To consider.
分地的时候还有许多未得之地。
When they were to allot the land, there were many, many nations that were still Canaanites that were still there.
在这些未得之地上还有许多强大的迦南人。
The unconquered land had still had many strong Canaanites.
这个时候神对约书亚说话。
At this time, God said to Joshua,
说你研究按照支派把这些地分给九个半支派。
Says, you cast lots and you give these lands allot them to the nine and a half tribes.
我们可以想象一下。
We can think about it.
约书亚呢，把各个支派的首领聚集在一起。
Joshua gathered all the leaders of the tribes.
说过来过来，我们要开会了哈。
Come here, we have a meeting.
然后呢，约书亚就拿出一张迦南的地图来。
And then Joshua held out a map of the land.
啊，拿一个笔把这个地图呢分成九份半，哦，十份。
Using a pen, he separates that map into nine portions, nine and a half portions.
然后呢，叫这些支派的首领上前来研究，说你拿到哪一份地就是你的。
So then each of these leaders will cast lots, and one by one they come to the map and they find out which one they're going to get.
大家觉得这像不像画饼充饥
？Does this seem a little contradictory?
你地还没拿到呢，就开始分了。
You haven't even conquered the whole land. How are you going to take it?
就好像别人还住在那个房子里，然后你就把那个房子分给你儿子。
It's like if somebody else was living in the house, and you already gave your son the house that somebody else lives in right now.
你知道吗？如果这是神的应许的话。
But you know, this is the promise of God.
约书亚所做的，以色列人所做的，就叫做信心。
What Joshua did, what the Israelites did, that's called faith.
信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
就是凭着一张地图，他们就可以看见那流奶与蜜之地，如今成为他们的产业。
Just on the basis of the map, they can see the land flowing with milk and honey. They trusted that it was their inheritance.
因为神说话。
Because God spoke.
因为在约书亚记第十三章第六节，神接着说，山地的一切居民从黎巴嫩直到米斯利佛马因，就是所有的希顿人，我必在以色列人面前赶他们出去，赶出去，赶出他们去。
Because in verse 6, God said to Joshua, for all the inhabitants of the mountain regions from Lebanon to Misrephoth-maim, that is all the Sidonians, I myself will drive them out before the Israelites.
所以呢，为了得到这些地，使这些地成为他们的产业。
But for the sake of gaining all this land, to let the land be their inheritance,
以色列人他们必须上去攻打这些迦南人。
Israel must go forth and attack them.
但是如果他们相信神的话，
But if they believed the Lord's words,
他们一定会刚强壮胆，因为为他们征战的乃是耶和华。
They would ought to be strong and courageous because they knew that it was the Lord that's going to do the fighting.
在旧约的时候是这样。
It's the same. It's that way in the Old Testament.
在新约也是一样。
It is the same way in the New Testament.
神的子民要凭信得着产业。
In the New Covenant, the children of the Lord will gain their inheritance by their faith.
我们是因信耶稣基督而成为神的儿子。
We become children of God through Jesus Christ.
神也成为我们的产业。
God becomes our inheritance.
这是讲到我们的地位。
This is talking about our position.
然而在实际生活里面，我们会发现我们可能仍然是贫穷的。
But in real everyday life, we find ourselves still somewhat poor.
我们有了神儿女的身份。
We have the identity of children of God.
但是我们却没有经历耶稣基督生命的丰富。
But we have not experienced the richness of Christ's life.
就像我真的就像路加福音里面浪子的比喻里面的那个大儿子一样。
Just like that older son in Luke.
在哪里出了问题?
What's the problem? Where's the problem coming from?
在我们对神的话的信靠上。
The problem is rooted in our trust in God's words.
在我们对神的顺服上。
It is rooted in our obedience to that word.
耶稣说，他来不但是要叫我们得生命。
God says He didn't come just to give us life,
而且呢,是要叫我们得到更丰盛的生命,
to give us more abundant life.
神不但是要把产业赐给我们,
He is not only to give us our inheritance,
他要我们凭着信心可以丰丰富富地进入他的产业, 进入他的丰富。
He wants us to, through faith, enter into His inheritance, His promise.
神在天上为我们存留的产业也告诉我们说这个产业是何等的美好，告诉我们说天上一切属灵的福气都在耶稣基督里面赐给我们。God
prepared for heavenly inheritance is so beautiful, and all the blessings of His Son is with us.
但是因为我们是有限的，but
because we are limited people,
所以当我们来看神这个应许的时候，so
when we look at promises like this,
我们呢？ 就是呢，其实就是在神这么丰富的里面，我们就是能够在这里面看到一点，那里面看到一点，这里面经历一点，那里面经历一点。But
because of our limitations, we see a little bit of His promise, a little bit here and a little bit there, His promise and His truth.
很多地方我们还看得不清楚。Many
things are still shadows.
很多地方呢，我们还够不到。Many
places we cannot yet grasp.
但是。 在信心里面，我们知道神为我们所预备的是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，要存到永远的基业。But
by faith, we should know that what God has prepared for us cannot fade or perish or spoil.
当我们来思想神为我们存留的这个基业是何等美好的时候，When
we think about how beautiful this inheritance that God promised us is,
好像神就为我们展开了一幅迦南的地图。It's
almost as if God has shown us a map of Canaan.
让我们看见这是牛奶与蜜之地。
To hopefully help us see that this is a land flowing with milk and honey.
神指着它的丰富告诉我们说，这里是高山，这里是平原。
God through His abundance, He shows us this is mountain, this is the plains.
这里是山谷，这里是河流。
That is the mountaintops, that's the valley and the lake.
这里有牧场，这里有羊群。
This is a pasture and that's the flock.
这里是一片肥沃的土地，上面有橄榄树，有无花果树，这里有葡萄园。This
is a very rich soil. This is a vineyard, and that is a fig tree.
他要带我们一样一样的经历，让我们一样一样的得着。He
wants us to understand more and more, and to get it one by one.
当时我们心里的眼睛被神打开的时候。So
when our eyes are gradually opened by our Lord.
当我们看见神为我们预备的天上的产业，并且知道就是基督的爱、基督的温柔、基督的忍耐、基督的良善、基督的公义、基督的纯洁、基督的恩慈和怜悯的时候，So
when we see by the grace of God the inheritance that is Jesus, Jesus' love, his kindness, his patience, his righteousness, purity, His graciousness and His mercies.
神的一切本性都有形有体的在基督里面成为我们产业的时候,
All these things was nature when it becomes ours.
而我们因信就能够得到这一切的时候,
And the fact that we can receive it just by faith.
我们真的不能不和大卫一样从心里面说, 耶和华是我的产业, 是我杯中的份,
We can't help but, but say in our hearts, no, the Lord is our portion. May Lord help us. Every time we come together during Lord's table to break bread and drink his cup, when we see the bread, when we see the cup, may God tell us, remind us, he is our inheritance. He is my portion. He has given himself completely over to us. May we in Jesus Christ receive all the blessing that God has prepared for us. His inheritance is so great. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for giving your only Son, giving us your only Son, Jesus Christ.
So
we can say truly that you are ours and you are ours and we are yours. May we treasure you. Because in you we can receive all the blessings, spiritual blessings. To help us understand how rich we are today. Because what you have kept for us will not perish or fade. We must give you thanks and all the thanks and praises. Because you really love us. Because you really, your will is really upon us. May our hearts be drawn to you. So that when we know that you love us, we can love you back. Thanks and praises all to you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.